In what many see the biggest step yet in repairing strained relations between Turkey and Saudi Arabia, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman is set to visit Ankara.
Inshallah, Ankara'da.
We will meet him in our presidential palace, and we are going to conduct bilateral meetings, and we will find a chance to discuss how to improve Turkish and Saudi relations to a higher level in the upcoming future.
Relations between the two Muslim countries have been strained since Turkey supported popular movements linked to Muslim Brotherhood after the Arab Spring in 2011. Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and Egypt saw the movement as a threat to the balance of power in the region. A blockade of major Turkish ally Qatar by its Gulf neighbors in 2017 further pushed the two countries apart. But it was the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi in the kingdom's consulate in Istanbul in October 2018 that firmly shut down their ties. At the time, Erdogan said the order to carry out the assassination came from the highest level of Saudi government, although he has never blamed the Saudi crown prince directly. Turkey also launched a case against 26 Saudi suspects for their alleged involvement in the killing. Saudi Arabia responded by boycotting Turkish imports, putting pressure on Turkey's economy. But early last year, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Egypt and Bahrain lifted their embargo on Qatar, paving way for Ankara's reconciliation with the Gulf states. Over the past year, Ankara has embarked on a diplomatic push to reset relations with these regional countries. Ankara and Cairo have since held several high-level meetings to restore relations after more than 7 years of strained ties. In February, President Erdogan visited the Arab Emirates for the first time in nearly a decade, while in March, Israeli President Isaac Herzog came to Turkey in the highest-level meeting in 14 years, signaling a thaw in relations after years of turbulence. In April, an Istanbul court halted a trial in absentia of 26 Saudi suspects and transferred the case to Riyadh, paving the way for a meeting between the Turkish and Saudi leaders. The same month, Erdogan flew to Riyadh after months of efforts to mend ties. Now in Turkey, with inflation exceeding 70% and an economic crisis just a year before the election, Ankara hopes to ease the economic pressure by signing a currency swap deal with Riyadh and secure Saudi investment in the country. In return, facing increasing challenges from Iran and its proxies in the region, Saudi Arabia is seeking to acquire Turkey's Bayraktar drones, which gained international acclaim after their widespread use in Libya, Syria, Nagorno-Karabakh, and now Ukraine. And Saudi Crown Prince's visit will signal whether these aspirations will be achieved. Resul Serdar, Al Jazeera, Ankara.